setting up Mimic 3. Yesterday, I blogged about using Mycroft AI's Mimic 3, an open source text-to-speech engine I use to generate audio of a blog post. One thing I didn't mention, which might be useful, is how to set up Mimic 3. It's pretty straightforward, so here we go. The Mimic 3 developers have some releases over on their GitHub page, which include dev packages. If you want the easy way, maybe use those. But I wanted to use the latest and greatest, so I grabbed the latest master branch. Prerequisites. On my laptop, I'm using Kubuntu Kinetic Kudu, a development release of Kubuntu, which will become 22.10 sometime soon. Mimic 3 setup uses Python VEnv, virtual environment, so I needed to install one additional package. Sudo apt install python 3.10-VEnv. That package will almost certainly differ on your system if you're not on Kubuntu Kinetic Kudu 22.10. Get the code. I grabbed the code from GitHub using git clone, but there's also a tarball you could grab and unpack. Install Mimic 3. Installing Mimic is simplified by one command, install.sh. The output from that is shown in the blog post. Start Mimic 3. First, enter the virtual environment, source.vm/bin/activate. Launch the Mimic 3 server, Mimic 3-server. The output is shown in the blog post. Point your browser at the URL displayed, and from there you can select a language, a voice, type some text, and mash the speak button. You'll see some output in your terminal as Mimic 3 downloads the files for whatever language and voice you selected. Then you'll get an audio file embedded in the page, which can be played directly or downloaded as a WAV file. The only slight fly in the ointment is there's currently a bug where if you hit the API voices endpoint, it breaks Mimic 3. So don't do that, or contribute a fix to the bug instead. Other than that, it's pretty neat and quick to get set up and running.